The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too
Hello, everyone out there in the podcast nation, my brother, me nation.
The desolate, barren, wasteland of podcast
absolutely.
Nation. We left you out in the cold. You're freezing, you're cold, and you're cold.
We're back sort of with some solace from the cold, a bit of warmth. It's a best of.
It's super fucking cold out there.
It's really cold. Hopefully this is enough to get you through, though.
Cut open our comedy bellies and climb in.
Crawl
inside
us. Push
the guts aside. Move you and a friend inside our bellies. There's room for two.
We went through our 14th through 30th episodes to glean 1 hour of solid material.
That primo shit came in 14 through 30. I don't know if you guys remember it, but we were on top of our goddamn games for like 3 weeks.
A lot of laughs, a lot of great times.
A lot of chuckles and chortles and chonks.
And so enjoy that now, and we'll be back with you in just a second.
Take a chance.
You'll know if the human centipede's ever real because you'll see me about 6 feet away jerking it so right.
You have got to get your human centipede right.
You want swagger?
There's one way to have swagger is to walk on all fours with two human beings suspended by your mouth and butthole.
If you walk into a club with anything less than six legs, your sexy is not right. You've got to get your leg count right. It's so important to have your human centipede.
And then ask fresh. The DJ to turn on Jitterbug.
People will never see that coming. I have a regimen I call GTLNCS, and it's a gym, tan, laundry, new centipede segment, where I cut off my back quarters.
Sure.
And I find a new person to sew to my butthole.
Right. I refer to that as pruning.
Rinse and repeat.
You just got to get a new person to sew to your butthole every night before you go to the club.
And that's what Craigslist is for.
Take a chance.
Us McElroys are lovers, not fighters. We weren't really caught into violence. Don't cotton to it.
I've only been in one fight in my life, and it was when someone cut in the four-square line, and I spoke up, and I got slapped in my face. It was such a powerful slap that I fell down to the ground.
You're only 19, so let me give you some guidance from somebody who's 29, who's got a decade on you. If you try to fight everybody who's an idiot, you are going to be exhausted because most people are stupid and deserve to have their faces punched in. You just can't. You don't have enough punches in you for all the people that need to be literally fucking punched in the nose, like hard until it breaks. And the bone goes up in their brain and kills them instantly.
Can I tell you why I've never gotten in a fight, for real? And you should take note of this, Ramsey, because you're only 19. I'm always afraid, like, the first fight I get into, like, it's going to get into fisticuffs, and then someone's going to, like, punch me in my eye, or, like, in my good eye, and just pop it right out. and then I won't have an eye anymore. Or, like, they'll punch me in my sweet, straight teeth and jack up my whole grill. And that'll be the end of it. And that'll be a thing I have to deal with for the rest of my life. Like, they'll punch me, and then I'll have an Owen Wilson nose for the rest of my life because of this one altercation.
Do you know why I never got in a fight? I was taking a stage combat class, and the professor grabbed my wrist and held my fist up in the air and announced very loudly, "Does everyone see this? Travis McElroy has fists of iron. If he were to ever accidentally hit someone, he would kill them."
Yep.
So I've lived in fear that the first time I punch someone, dead.
You'll knock their eye out.
That's a
I will
heavy
just
burden.
Straight up kill them.
Well, Travis, yeah. You've been in more fights than all of us, because I remember one time in middle school there was an altercation where you beat the shit out of somebody with a trombone case.
That is correct. Knocked him right on his ass.
Good times.
Griffin's big claim to fame is just Griffin, stay away from people who are slap happy. Like, if they look like I'm gonna slap somebody, mm-hmm. you gotta get away from them. Are you
who is
are
that
you
gentleman with the giant hands?
Yeah.
I don't know,
what's
but I'm not going anywhere
hands,
near him.
What's up with Everlong over there? are you especially top heavy and I've never noticed?
Because I tell you, I'd love to eat steak every night, but most of the time I have frozen chicken rings.
What the
That's
fuck?
Not real.
A chicken ring?
Get right out of town.
Can you elaborate?
Like,
can
well,
you expound on
it's like a chicken
that?
Tender that has been bent into a circle and
just
then frozen.
In case you want to wear it, like a bracelet for snacking
well,
on the go?
What you do is you stack them on your fingers, like rings, and then you eat them off while pretending to be Russian.
That's horrifying. Whatever
happened to that middle brother that used to be on that show? Didn't you hear? He ate chicken rings almost exclusively and died at the age of 29.
And here's the bad news. They've made me sick every time I've eaten them, and I've bought three bags of them. I just can't stop.
We need to have one entire episode just solely about Travis's diet. because it is.
Do you know what I ate yesterday?
Haunting.
Tell me.
I ate an entire bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Christ on a bike. Travis.
That's it. And then a Dr. Pepper and cookies and cream ice cream float.
Tell everyone about your regular breakfast meal, because that's the worst thing I've ever seen a human.
Well, like when
consume.
I do a full breakfast.
No. Like your bagel monstrosity.
My bagel monster. Like when I do like an everything bagel with mustard and cheese and banana peppers and meat. This like is, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a hearty breakfast and also lunch and dinner. That's like an MRE
You skip right past brunch to insanity. You're a crazy
somewhere
person.
Along the line, everyone loses that kind of childlike impulse where they just sit in the middle of a kitchen and say, I want to eat all of this. Do it. Let's go for
but
it.
You're,
and
I, but you
I've chosen to never lose that.
Chicken chance.
I am trying to get my son trained to defecate in a bag instead of a toilet or diaper. Any suggestions or tips? My wife and I are very environment conscious and have been thinking of ways to teach this to our 3-year-old son. He isn't potty trained yet, and we don't really want him formally trained to use a toilet, which we believe wastes water and drains resources. My wife and I started going in bags about 2 years ago. And we use the excrement blended with other materials to fertilize our garden and also sell it to friends for extra spending money. But we have had problems getting him to squat and be patient enough to go. How can we encourage him? Prizes? Punishment? What has worked for you?
Go in the
you
bag, damn it.
You
go
shit
in the
that bag.
Bag?
Or so help me.
Derek, so help me if you don't shit in that bag.
Derek, you shit in that bag or you are grounded.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, weirdo, but what punishment are you going to levy against this child that even approaches the social punishment of going to school the first day and asking the teacher where you can go shit in the bag?
Excuse me, where's the shit bag room?
He totally preempted that because in the additional details, he says he won't need a bag to be packed into his backpack because he will be homeschooled. Again, he doesn't have to worry about being made fun of because he will be homeschooled. Listen, that's one part of that kid's life. How about mall? How about next time he goes to the mall and he's at the arcade and he feels a deuce coming and he has to bag
Where's
it right
bag
there?
Where's your bag dispenser?
Where's your bag dispenser?
What about the first time he goes to the produce department at the grocery store and gets confused as fuck?
Hey, where's this human shit? And who made it? Is that like an in-house thing that you guys provide? Is that a service?
I don't know that this is true, but I have to imagine that Child Protective Services goes through the internet looking for things exactly like this.
Nah.
You have to, right?
Nah, this is cool. I mean, it's pretty much a science project, if you think about it. Nah, it's that green movement. You can't. Child Protective Services isn't going to do shit about this.
More like a brown movement.
Yeah. You monster. Hey, it looks like you're just
cupping your child's naked bottom with your hands. No, it's cool. I have a bag.
There's a
on
bag here.
And I'm trying to get it to poop in the bag.
The little bastard just won't do it. Thinks he's too good for pooping in a bag.
Punishment?
Punishment? What punishment? You're gonna rub his nose in it? Fuck.
Did you just, honey, did you just hear a flush? Derek?
Derek, did you bring a toilet into this house?
Take a chance.
Yahoo Answers user Lala asks, how do you get airbrushed poreless skin naturally? Is it possible? Pretty sure you...
Poreless skin is what mannequins have.
I'm pretty like, sure you need that. Them pores, Lala.
Yeah, you definitely need the pores.
I think that...
I disagree. What you need to do is be beautiful.
Sure, but I like your skin is a porous membrane through which things need to move, or else you'll
no. That
you'll
is so
die,
2000
right?
and late. In this day and age, what you need to do is get some surgery to have every pore individually removed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Chad? He's got that non-porous surface.
They took a skin graft off the back of his thighs and just just filled in his holes. Just
he sweats from his mouth, though. Which
he
is...
sweats from his mouth like a dog, which is...
Chad, are you drooling? No, don't be gauche. I don't have pores.
pardon me, sir. Perhaps you didn't notice my smooth mannequin-like skin.
Excuse me. I see a water cup here. I don't see a sweat cup for the sweat pouring out of my mouth. It's quite warm in your establishment, and I need a receptacle for my mouth sweat.
Where is your trough? Where do you keep your troughs? Because I'm about to hit the tread.
Pardon me, where's the spittoon?
Where's your novelty Western spittoon? Excuse me, the tone when I spit into your spittoon with my mouth sweat was an A, and I prefer a nice B flat. Could you have your spittoon tuner come
I'm beautiful, damn it.
I'm beautiful, I ain't deserve this.
Have you guys heard about how fast Chad can swim? I guess he's just so aerodynamic. He just gets in the water and just...
That's what was going on with Michael Phelps. He was trying to get high enough to convince himself to get his pores removed.
Take a chance.
I've just started this wonderful relationship with an amazing girl I met through Dungeons & Dragons tabletop group.
Don't ever let her go.
The problem is, I've never been in a serious relationship before. I don't know when or how to display the appropriate signs of affection. Hugging, kissing, holding hands. Please...
Etc.
Please help as soon as possible. Dating in dragons. Affection doesn't have to be in the physical ways that everybody thinks. It's whatever feels right for you. It's mainly about showing that you're considerate. So, you know, if you know she's had a hard day, you make dinner. If she forgot to get her retainer, you go get it for her. If she needs help hanging up her cloak... That's another thing you could do.
Polishing her bow staff.
You guys are making jokes, but I think that there's an angle to this question we haven't considered yet, which is girls that play Dungeons & Dragons are fucking freaks, yo.
Freak?
Crazy. Crazy, yo.
Lady in the streets, but a freak in a bed.
She may act... What?
What?
Don't worry
Lady
about
in
it.
The caverns. Lady in the dungeon.
But a freak in the bedroll.
I'm saying she's probably so shy, but see, in her secret heart of hearts,
she ain't wearing anything underneath that cloak.
She is ready.
You need to storm her castle.
A chastity belt's got a rip top on it. You know what's up. Breakaway chastity belt, more like.
All right, okay, let's get five more Dungeons & Dragons themed sexual innuendos in.
I'm actually cashed.
Are you tapped
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I'm all out. That was it.
Take a chance.
Ever since my son could speak, my wife and I have been disagreeing about one thing, what to call his private area. My wife, being a traditionalist, refers to it as his penis. I, being a little more hip, call it his junk. Now, when he refers to it as his junk, my wife cringes and gives me dirty looks. What do you guys think? Where do you stand on the matter? I think you need to think about what's creepier, that... Or a little three-year-old kid saying, "Excuse me, Papa, my penis seems to be having some trouble." What happened to wiener? Why can't kids call it their worm?
You know what? There it
wormy.
Is. Wormy was my option until sophomore yesterday. Year of high school.
Sophomore year of high school. Until then, it was
which
your
got
wormy.
Awkward once the intimate time started up.
Yeah.
At a high school.
Because Griffin
dance,
was having intimate times in freshman year.
Can you feel? Can you feel my wormy poking through these dress pants?
Oh, man.
Here comes the wormy.
These fashionable slacks.
The early bird gets this wormy.
Which one of you girls is going to be the early bird?
I think you should teach your son to be ashamed of his sexuality and not refer to it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just every time he brings it up, hose him down.
Have you considered my shame?
My shame,
my evil, my pants evil.
Now, what's going on in your 5-year-old's life that this is a recurring problem for you?
Yo, Pops, excuse me, what do I call this thing? Jimmy, kindergarten, says to call it my cock and balls. Teach gets mad when I call it that. What do I calls it?
Well, Allie G, I don't know how you got in place with my son. Can I suggest maybe you let him name it?
I just
maybe
came up with the
dad.
Best name for it.
Oh, God.
His wiener machine.
His wiener machine. What about something nice and non-specific like coach? Coach is good. Coach is good because he tells you what to do.
And plus he's got a whistle.
He's got a whistle.
Do you guys not have that?
I dump Gatorade on him whenever I do something. This is from Chris via Gmail. He says, I can't seem to get my wife's attention. We both work. That's what I hear when someone uses an exclamation point. We both work fast-paced jobs, long hours and long commutes. We're either going full speed or pass out from exhaustion. We tend to buzz right by each other on most days. My question is, how can I get her to slow down and start hanging out more? I'd like to do something special, so I figured I'd solicit some expert advice from you guys. As a side note, Molly, my wife, is a loyal listener, so she could be listening right now, assuming you get to my question. Maybe a plea directly to her would do the trick. The MBMB AM wedding proposal was a home run. Can you spare a little magic for us, Chris? Maybe you could clear like 30 minutes in your own schedule to think about the fact that your wife makes time for us, but not you.
Enjoy that.
That could be something you could do in your spare time.
Maybe she like listens to us on a commute. But this idea is worth looking into. If she does listen to us on a commute, maybe you should do your own podcast. But the podcast isn't you giving advice to people who desperately need it as much as it is you just talking about your wife, talking about how much you love your wife, all the things that you do in the day that your wife doesn't know about, but you know should know about. And we can call it Molly Talk.
Molly Talk.
If you Molly need some talk. Tips,
poor Chris.
Chris riffs.
Chris riffs. Ludicrous. I've got nothing.
Saddest podcast ever.
kind of a bummer. Hey, hon, how's your day?
I like Hey Hun, how's your
Hey
day?
Hun.
Can we change the name of our podcast to Hey Hun,
Hey
how's
Hun,
your
how's your day?
Take a chance.
Is it wrong to take a naked jacuzzi with your dad and other men in a men's locker room after a hard workout? No one checks it. Okay, before you start leaping to conclusions, no one checks anyone out, but it seems silly to me to dirty a new swimsuit after working out, especially since it's a 5-minute jacuzzi before a sauna. I mean, even if I wore a swimsuit, you are naked under it anyway.
No. Okay, let me be devil's advocate.
No, Jeff.
Let me be devil's advocate for Jeff real quick. If you do not wear a swimsuit, you get a jacuzzi naked with your dad and other friends. The components of that stew that you're broiling there is dicks and water. Okay? Can we agree?
Okay.
That is a dick, it's a hot dick and water stew that you are brewing up.
Go on.
If you wear swimming trunks, then the components to that stew are swimming trunks, water, and dicks still. So if no one's checking anyone out, you're just adding some cloth and some mesh to the dick jambalaya that you're creating there.
Okay.
But let me counterpoint that by saying that same logic can be applied to any situation in which clothes are worn. You know, if we're naked under our clothes anyways, why don't we all just go to school naked?
Yeah, that's not a good excuse.
But it's different because we wear clothes in normal life so that nobody can can see our dicks. When you're in a jacuzzi, it's not about the sight. It's about the...
It's the knowledge.
It's about the water convection.
Right. It's all about convection. It's science. Here, explain to me this, Jeff. Now, I'm not you, Jeff. I've not walked a mile in your shoes. But maybe you can explain this to me. If I'm walking through my gymnasium, and I'm walking to the sauna, mm-hmm. and along the path to said sauna, I see my dad and a bunch of old men naked in a tub. And my dad's like, "Hey, Jeff, do you want to get in this tub with all of us? We're naked and our balls are out and everything. Do you want to get into this tub?"
Jeff, our balls and everything. No holds barred. And stuff going out in the
tub. Don't even kid yourself. Everything's out.
Jeff, I have changed my answer. Any scenario that you can enter into that may possibly, even if it's like a 0.001% chance of touching dicks with your dad, is a scenario that's worth avoiding. Like,
what if there's an earthquake, Jeff?
Oh no! Get out! No, I'm going that way. Coming this way.
Oh, I slipped. Oh no!
Oops!
I gotta go to the bullet store and kill myself. Does that happen, Jeff? You can't take. What? Okay, why did we even entertain this possibility, Jeff? You can't take naked baths with your dad.
You cannot.
Get a cell phone call.
At any
and
age.
Someone's like, "What are you doing, Jeff?" You're like, "I'm just taking a naked bath with my daddy and some of his old friends, and their balls are out and stuff. It's great."
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you were in 8 separate jacuzzis but all naked and looking at each other, it's not any better.
Yeah, it's not any better. It may be worse.
What's the maximum distance that you have to keep your naked genitalia away from your dad?
3 states or 1 layer of cloth.
So, unless that cloth is trunks.
Now, one addendum. I think this scenario is okay if you're Greek. If you're like super Greek. And not you have a little bit of Greek in you, but I'm talking like heavy Greek.
No, heavy Greek.
Then it's then it's complete.
If you're going heavy Greek, you're okay to take a naked bath. Well, yeah. That's just science.
Take a chance.
How should I wear a flannel shirt without looking bad? Now, listen, there's a matrix of options here. We need to come up with an algorithm using these metrics that DK has provided.
Okay.
Options: white V-neck, black wife beater, white wife beater, black crew neck, gray crew neck, no undershirt. How many buttons undone? 0, 1, 2, 3, etc. Bonus: what type of jeans? Add or deduct things. I am a guy. I am skinny. I have short hair.
First off, I want to say how much I appreciate him going through the different numbers of buttons, because sometimes I get hitched between 2 and 4, and I have to remember, 3. That's the one.
It is a red-black plaid flannel shirt.
So wait, he has one shirt that he is dying to wear, but he's just eyeballing it from across the room trying to figure it out.
He got to wear it the right way.
I want to wear this shirt.
You know,
I have one flannel shirt that grants me wishes, and I have to wear it.
DK, so hold on to your asshole. White V-neck.
Okay.
All buttons undone, wrapped around your waist, torn, faded, light blue jeans.
I love it.
That's Joey Lawrence is what I call that look.
Yeah.
Whoa, you just blew my fashion mind.
Turn it into a flannel kilt. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but not a utility kilt, because I'll leap through the internet.
And I'll fucking strangle you.
Why do you feel the need to wear this shirt? It sounds like he's causing you a lot of consternation. Maybe just throw it.
Question is, how many failed attempts has he had at wearing the shirt?
Yeah,
he just comes home dejected and strips it off, goes, "Today wasn't my day.
I can't do the internet.
Close but no cigar."
Do you think he's sitting in his room with like 3 blackboards surrounding him? He's just like madly doing arithmetic.
DK, you have to come out and eat. Shut up, Mom. I'm figuring out the shirt continuum.
No undershirt. 1 button undone. Blue jeans.
Honey, we're supposed to be married today. Why are you saying these things? Just say I do. No jeans. Short hair. I'm a guy. I am skinny.
Khakis?
So you want to name your child. The name you want me to put on the birth certificate is 1 button, black crew neck, I am skinny, I am a guy.
Fanny pack?
For 1 week, all that's written on the board in just giant letters,
fanny pack with a big question mark at the end.
It's been 30 years and I've never even considered fanny packs.
Fanny pack! As he slowly chews on the end of his glasses and then just erases the board and cries.
He finally solves it. In celebration, he tips over his blackboard and tears the shirt in half. And then Rod Serling...
I beat you, you flannel bitch!
Rod Serling's like, what's up, Twilight Zone? Deal with it. We're out of ideas. And I'm dead.
Take a chance.
No, for real, though. First base is kisses. Second base is hand stuff. Third base is mouth stuff. And then a home run is, as you so delicately put it, intercourse.
like a robot.
And a grand slam is her and her sister and a teacher.
Right. A ground rule double is probably has something to do with premature ejaculation. I'll suss that out later.
An error is true love waits.
Uh-huh.
And never bunt.
Never bunt. Absolutely. Absolute mall.
I feel like there's more baseball analogies that I.
If only I knew more sports.
Hey,
buying a cotton candy in the stands. What is that? Paying too much for a program. Well, that's better for Mars, Winter, from Venus, I guess.
Going to the bullpen.
What would be an in the Parker? An in the Parker.
What? Or when you have sex with a girl named Parker. Good luck with that.
Hey, let's make this appropriate segue, which we never do. This Yahoo answer was sent in by Jay Phonic, known creator of the dopest beats. And it is from Yahoo Answers user River Cole, who asks, what does BJ... Sorry, let me start over. What does BJ or HJ mean in sex terms? Well, my friend used it in abbreviations and IDK what it means. I think that the answer to this one's pretty clear-cut, but I just wanted to share it because the first answer, the top answer, is the best thing I've ever read. It's from Answerer 1, who says, fun? Source. And the source for their information, the HJs and BJs mean fun, their source is 14 and loving it.
Okay, so that means one of a few things. One, this person has had 14 blowjobs or handjobs.
And is a fan.
Mix and match.
They are still, in fact, loving it.
9 HJs, 5 BJs.
Yeah.
2 in the Parkers.
They've bought cotton candy in the stands. Let's just
if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
Man, the rest of the answers on this are weird.
I bet, yeah. Yeah,
I don't know that I should
mean what I'm gonna do to you. Email me. I'm Teen Boy 13.
HJ stands for Howard Johnson's.
Yeah, you gotta go to Howard Johnson's.
It's when you guys fuck and then go to a Hojo's.
What's up?
What's up? Get the scramble.
What? Pinch hitters.
I'm terrified of what that would be.
Yeah,
sit down, girl. I'm gonna give you a Dusty Baker.
This is Jimmy. He's my designated runner.
I don't think they have this anymore, do they?
You just gotta you gotta make sure you wear protection, or else you'll get Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm so sorry.
Take a chance.
Do you have any suggestions on tactics to respond to people like this and still keep my sense of self-worth? I have a great suggestion for you, Tucker, from Gmail. Go fetal. They start yelling, you go fetal. And it's like, oh, what did I do? They won't know what they did, and you're not going to tell them because you're fetal right now. And then what do they have to do? Now they're concerned about your well-being. They have to call over your boss. They say, look, I was – this person went fetal. What were you doing? I was kind of yelling at him and stuff. Get out of my store. Wake up, Tucker. It's okay. They're gone now. Is your fainting acting up again? Yeah, it is. Do you want to take the rest of the day off? Yeah, I think so. Boom, go see Inception. That's your day. Thanks for yelling at me, D-bag.
I'll see you in the popcorn line, jerk.
Yeah, that's it. Let's move on.
Yeah, go fetal.
Chicken chance. There's a hot girl cashiering. Is that a word? There's a hot girl cashiering at my local hypermarket. I've only seen her once and have not been through her checkout line. What can I purchase at her register to make a great first impression? Is there a sequence of items that will make her mine? This is a great question. People who want great questions, this is a great question.
Jar of honey, box of condoms, children's movie.
Fish oil.
Fish oil. And take care of yourself.
I would say walk up and slap down like a bag of kitty litter and stare her directly in the eyes and say, I don't own a cat.
Get extra small condoms and then throw them on the register and be like, what? That should work. Confidence. Ladies like that.
You have these any smaller?
Can I talk to your manager about special ordering smaller condoms than your smallest
size? You got
size?
Any thimbles?
Do you have any plantains upon which I can test these bad boys out?
You have any of those little rubber things you put on your thumb to go through papers? That would be ideal.
I'm more or less dealing with a gumdrop down there.
It's a little stupid, fleshy acorn. I don't think any of these things are going to work.
I don't think so either. Before, man, this is really bad advice.
It seemed good. It seemed like
it was going so well.
Chicken chance.
Good one,
stuff,
us
in the past.
Gosh, past, we past were really us. On point back then. Those are the days.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
Used to be a lot of joy and conviviality in our lives and our demeanors, and it seems like it's all gone. Is it? You think it's marriage?
I don't think it's marriage. You're not even married yet. That can't be an excuse for you yet.
Well, Travis just got married. You've been married. I'm getting married. Maybe just it's the weight of it. It's oppressive. Yeah. Like, I'm really happy in my relationship, but Tyler Perry movies have taught me that it's just there's a weight. There's a constant weight to it.
Travis is in Scotland on his honeymoon right now, which is why we don't have a regular episode. So think about that next time you complain about it, you jerk.
Yeah.
You creep.
It's a special week. I don't think anybody's complaining. I think people are actually pretty psyched to not have to listen to us.
I want to talk to you about Hulu Plus, Griffin.
Yep.
Let's have a private one-on-one conversation about Hulu Plus. Lets you stream thousands of hit TV shows and some movies all in HD. And there's tons of current shows. You missed SNL. You missed Community when it hasn't been on for months. You didn't miss it. It's not back yet, but it will be. And when it is, it'll be on Hulu Plus.
Maybe you don't watch those shows. You can binge watch them because Hulu's got them shits. You just sit, you plonk down, you get a big old bowl of popcorn. Maybe you set up some sort of living room toilet, and you just binge watch it. They've got all great shows. They've got Hulu originals like The Awesomes, which is Seth Meyers from SNL, his show. It's also got Moon Boy, starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
And here's the best news about Hulu Plus. It's
Tell
only $8
news.
A month.
That's good
but
news.
I can get you into 2 free weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother. That's HuluPlus.com/mybrother. You get an extended free trial. How about that?
They also know that we sent you. We have power over you. We have power over anyone would be the news there. The particular news that we would like to get out there is that we have any power whatsoever over a single person.
Hey, Griff, you're getting married here in a month or so.
Uh-huh.
Hop up on my lap for a second.
Okay.
Come on up.
All right, here I come.
Okay. I want to talk to you about marriage.
Almost there. 1 second. Almost there.
Still climbing. Okay. Yep. Top.
Man, it's like Shadow of the Colossus up in here.
Yeah, just climb on up there. Get comfy.
Okay, here I am.
All right, I want to talk to you about marital aids.
I'm going
to
go ahead and find my way down now.
ExtremeRestraints.com.
Hold on. Don't talk yet until I'm down, please. Okay, go ahead.
ExtremeRestraints.com is an adult superstore where once the spice has started to go out, I know it seems like it'll never happen.
Ooh, but a lot of spice now. The spice, it's like...
Spice is right
it's
now.
It's like Dune up, I'm like Baron Harkonnen up in this bitch.
When you go to ExtremeRestraints.com, you can buy something to maybe spice things up in the boudoir.
You want to give me like 2 or 3 examples?
Sex furniture. Okay. I know what you're thinking. I don't even
like
know what
cherry
that is.
From, like cherry, it's a cherry costume that you put on, but it's got a hole in it.
No,
sex.
This is like a doggy style locking spreader. Or a Trinity sex swing.
Like some sort of speculum recliner?
There's a stockade with an optional fucking rod. Go on spring for the fucking rod. I think you've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at extremerestraints.com. I know that you legally can't buy this yet, Griffin, because you're not married.
No.
But
no.
Once you are married,
mm-hmm.
you need to go to extremerestraints.com.
Oh, I've got it bookmarked. I've got it. Let's just say I've got a full cart just waiting for checkout.
If you use the coupon code SEXABUNGA, we're going to save you 20%. No big deal.
I'm going to be on my cell phone post-ceremony. Like, hold on. I'll take pictures in just a second. I need, 5 minutes to confirm my order and my shipping address.
Got a message to Diane Eaton and James Sinclair from Robert and Tiffany Eaton. Robert and Tiffany say, my sister Diane is a super cool cat who turned us on to Bim Bam Bam and also inspired the show's Are We Good meme. James is likewise a legal and ultimate frisbee. A legal something. Oh, illegal and ultimate frisbee badass. It's a combined, I missed the hyphens. Together, they're the Magician's Alliance trivia team. Diane's the horse expert. James is on Ghost.
They covered all your bases there.
That's everything
that
exists. Everything in trivia. And they're getting hitched on October 26th, which we missed because Travis was on his honeymoon.
Sorry, guys.
Blame
it on the Travis, if you need to.
One man's marital happiness got in the way of yours. So we are sorry, but we do hope that Robert and Tiffany had a very special day.
I'm sure they did.
I tweeted at Tiffany, so that's something.
Aw.
I tweeted at Diane.
Okay, I got confused. I have a message to Jamie from Justin, not you.
Oh, how kind of me.
I don't think you did it. Happy 30th anniversary to my lovely, amazing wife, Jamie Jams. It has been a stupidly great 3 years of cross-country adventures, hiking trips, cat craziness, video games, and general hijinks. You're the best. I love you and look forward to many, many more years of marriage to come.
Man, Jamie Jams is so straight.
Kind of counting his chickens here, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm saying it sounds like you're in a very happy, loving relationship with somebody who's happy and loves you. But
don't get comfy.
One step at a time.
1 year at a time. So happy anniversary, you two. We hope it's a great one. And now we're going to get back to some old things.
Justin, what are you doing?
Strapping a chicken to my arm. Heard there's some plague out west, so I just wanted to, kind of get out ahead of it.
Justin, if you'd ever listened to our medical history podcast, Sawbones, where we talk about everything from trepanation to bloodletting, you would know that that is a ridiculous idea and it will never work.
I haven't caught it. Sawbones?
Yes, it's every Friday on the Maximum Fun Network and we record it together.
You a doctor or something?
Yes!
Take a chance. So, I would like some information, some steps to take to become a wizard.
Well, Robert, I'm glad you asked. I have some pamphlets here that I think you might be interested in.
Not about wizard, but about... I run like an anti-Harry Potter school that teaches kids that their magic is shameful.
Have you thought about the magic of our Lord and Savior?
Jesus Christ, he means?
That's the thing.
Have you thought about that magic?
I think when a lot of people hear the word wizard... They think magic. I think there are
Star Wars Episode One.
There are a lot of elements of the wizard lifestyle that I think you can adopt without knowing how to.
Okay,
to
good.
Cast Step magic. One, like
beard. Beard up day one.
Beard
get yeah.
Naked day two.
Naked day two because you're a wizard. You gotta keep save something. A long blue robe. Yeah, a long robe.
You need a familiar.
How are your sleeves?
Hey, by the way, everybody in class, your little brother doesn't count as your familiar. Way to put the effort into it. Not at all.
And don't spray paint your cat. It seems like a good idea at first. Just spend the extra money and get the black cat with all the extras. Yeah,
it's worth it for the features. Like that tail you can crank to cast spells.
Mm-hmm. you need to capture some villagers and lock them in your basement.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're going like Evil Wiz.
No. I mean, that's a natural... Have you not read Harry Potter?
I think you might have been reading an offshoot series.
So
did you check these out on harrypotter.info/fanstories?
I read Helter Skelter. That's my bad. That's on me.
That's on you.
Is the theory we're working on here that if you have all the trappings of wizardry and you do all the thing, that magic powers just come? Like, you wake up one morning and your beard is just long enough, and so you can levitate things?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Santa Claus? Yes. Claus spelled C-L-A-U-S-E, as in, like, a legal clause.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's whoa, like, this is already funny.
It's kind of...
Slow down. I didn't make it past the title. God, Tim Allen, you know, he knows exactly where my funny bone is, like surgical strike style.
Take a chance.
Why are cats' testicles furry and humans not? I would like furry testicles, thank you. Furry cat testicles look so cool, don't you think so? I've actually had that thought as well. Just look at, not on an actual cat, but on a, like a furry, like a furry, you're like a human being dressed up like a cat.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's kind of a cool look.
I was actually thinking of naming my new garage band that. Furry cat testes.
Furry cat testes. What's the story with cat balls? Are people looking at these things more than I knew that they were? Is that
it's
with
troubling
the kids?
When in the same week I get sent two questions that have to do with cat genitalia. I didn't know. Maybe that it's some sort of. It's like bird watching.
Maybe looking at cat balls is the new watching paint dry.
It's kill boring some time. Watching cat's balls.
I don't think. That you should, I think it's one of the mortal sins to covet the balls of another animal. Isn't that in the Bible or something?
Well, no, because cats are an exception because you're supposed to worship them and their sweet tits and their huge, awesome balls.
Take a chance.
My suggestion, a clipboard. I know it seems, but it'll let you get away with literally anything. You can put Sudoku on there, you can put some crossword on there, or just carry it around so no one will speak to you.
How did you just pronounce the word Sudoku?
I think I said Sudoku.
Sudoku. No, Griffin, you're confused. Sudoku is that new joint.
It's hey, where, have you guys played Sudoku?
Have you played Neil Sudoku?
I was actually thinking of the gas station Sudoku.
Did you get that new John Cicada record? Wow. And the game included inside the CD notes? Really fun. We play it all day. Sudoku is that new Sudoku where it makes a picture at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cards bounce around the screen.
An erotic really picture. Awesome. Like a sexy picture.
Sudoku.
It kind of looks like a boob made of a box.
Take a chance.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that? What's the story there?
We got an email from this DJ who goes by the name Rocky Horror. And he takes... Like, he takes mixtapes. He makes mixtapes based on themes. Like, he made one on Lost, which I guess mixes, like, homespun jams with, like, cuts, like, lines from Lost.
Like, deep cuts?
Like, deep, deep cuts from Lost, but of, like, people talking. But each mixtape has a theme, and he wants to do one based on My Brother and Me. So he's going to be touring with that and, like, just, like, spinning it in the clubs, in the warehouse raves. So, like, if we can just riff for, like, 30 seconds, like, give him, like, dope things to say. We need to say his name, Rocky Horror, and his co-DJ, Bird Flu.
Okay. Okay.
We have to fit that into it somehow, but we gotta think of some dope things to say that, like, when you hear it in the club, you're like, yeah! And you like, flip your light sticks around and shit.
Yeah, you're like, Rocky Horror!
Bird Flu, dance all night.
We gotta dance. We can't talk over each other though, because you can't.
Okay, I'll go first, okay, and then we'll just go in a round. Okay.
All right.
So I'll say something dope, and then Travis listens. Okay. Rocky Horror is the DJ.
Bird Flu has the best shoes.
Look at his shoes.
Rocky Horror, four on the floor. Yeah.
Dubstop.
Bird Flu, don't stab.
Don't step.
Don't stab.
Boom intellectual. Kranz and dump.
Rocky Horror. Late night party in the city.
turn it up, not down.
Getting loose, getting tight.
Spruce goose. Spruce goose.
Bird Flu, sprucing his goose.
Bird flu. Be responsible. Call a cab. You're on ecstasy.
Call a cab.
Bird flu. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Dub style.
Dubstep.
Everybody be smiling. Everybody be dancing.
What the fuck kind of rave is this? Is this a reggae rave? Lose yourself in the sound of the steel drum.
Where's Minute Bowl when you need to get this party right? Oh, shit. So
hopefully that's enough. Take a chance.
Most of our episodes are about hip-hop and R&B. I draw most of the things we say from the recordings of Jay-Z and Miss Warren Hill.
Is it sad that for the better part of my entire life, I thought R&B stood for rap and beats?
What?
I thought it stood for rap and beats.
This is My Brother, My Brother and Me, and it's an advice show for the modern era. We also will teach you that R&B does not stand for rap and beats.
What does it stand for?
How well do you enjoy that rap and beats music?
She's the greatest rap and beats singer of all time. Aaliyah is the new princess of hip-hop and rapping beats. God bless you. Chicken
Chance. Who sings better, Justin Bieber or Cisco? The Thong Song. What? that's all part of the question.
Why wouldn't he hook us up with a Bieber title?
He goes on to explain, the Thong Song was the biggest single since Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. Do you think that Justin can top that?
So he's coming from the Cisco side. Like, he's defending Cisco here.
He has got that full-on Cisco heat. And
Cisco is the greatest artist that has lived since Michael Jackson.
I'm pretty sure he had the number one single.
One of his friends said, Bieber is the greatest musical artist of our generation. He said, excuse me, what about Cisco? And he was laughed down. And he turned to his only friend, the internet, to prove him right.
Good old Yahoo Answers is always there for you, that Cisco knowledge.
So where do you guys stand? What are you, so Biebs or Biebs or Cisco?
Bieber has so much to go through in his life that Cisco has already gone through.
So you're saying Cisco's got the experience, or do you say that Bieber can still has so much in front of him that he can be shaped and formed by his experiences to a sum that is greater than Cisco?
I think that what needs to happen is a musical apprenticeship of Justin Bieber to Cisco.
Oh my God, okay. Reform Drew Hill with Cisco,
Justin Bieber.
Ellen DeGeneres.
And the kid from Hanson. The little one.
The kid from Hanson. The littlest one. The baby. The one that's like 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Still, forever. God. A forever baby.
Super group.
Forever baby is another good name for a band.
Call them the Traveling Wilburys 2. And they'll just go.
Here's the thing, though. They would never collaborate on a single musical project. They would only do versions of their own composite songs. Like, they would sing Thong Song. They would sing Baby. Which is,
listening to one of their CDs would be tantamount to listening to it now. That's what I call music in 1994. Like, that's the experience.
Oh, shit. How many of those did you guys own? Be honest.
Zero.
Zero.
I owned 3.
What?
Yeah, I owned 3 of them. The third one was an ironic present from Justin Mensker. But
how many times did you listen to that ironic
present? A lot of times. Oh. There's a really good fastball cut on that one.
A really deep cut?
They got out to the boneyard fastball track. Was it perchance the way?
Take a chance. You wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Bye.
Say goodbye
to them, baby.
Ain't gonna let them hold you down and make you cry. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Don't you know? Things are changing.
Things will go your way.
If you hold on, one more day. Take a chance. Blue Devil ATV Racer asks, how do I get my girlfriend to start to rub my crotch while we make out? Ugh, I just don't know how to get her to. We've been making out since forever, and I get excited, but my crotch just needs some attention. How do I go about this? Ah, Blue Devil, it's so easy. You just put a little peanut butter down there.
Well, what you don't want to do is hide it in mashed potatoes.
That's absolutely the worst thing you can do.
I like how non-specific he is. I don't care if she rubs my penis. Just meet in that quadrant.
And he just wants right her
to start to do it.
Yeah, just start from there. She'll know what to do.
Where the hair starts.
Did you tell her it's sore? Did you try that?
And that, then ask if she has any icy hot.
Yeah. Can you rub that down for me? It's getting a little stiff.
What?
From all my ATV racing.
My crotch just needs some attention? That sounds like something a serial killer says.
Just, he's looking a little lonely down there.
What dialogue is going on between you and your crotch? Hey, I'm down here too. Come on.
Hey, Michael. I didn't want to say anything, but I could use a little attention down here.
I'm feeling real snubbed down here. And
you and I used to be so close.
I miss Deborah. Remember Deborah?
You remember Deborah?
She used to start to rub me frequently, so frequently. And you wouldn't even have to tell her that there was peanut butter down there. She would just know. Holy shit.
Take a chance.
Skinny jeans.
I say Okay. Screw it, man. If that look works for you, just go for it.
I was about to say 30, but like I'm almost 30 and I wear skinny jeans on the reg. It's all about what signal you want to send out, Jarrett. If you want to send out the signal that you're like, someone's not wearing those for comfort. They're wearing those because they want to make an impression on people. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, hey, I'm putting the effort into it. What's up, ladies?
I want my fanny meat to look like some grade A material.
I want it, and I want it out there on display.
I'm like, not ashamed to wear pants that lift and separate.
Yeah. I want to advertise as much as Scott Pilgrim has been advertised. I want it out there like SP.
Hey, come get this butt.
Hey, did you...
I think you're crossing into a different signal that you might not want to be sending.
Hey, do you want some butt? I've got some for you.
This butt is yours. Just kidding, it's mine. I keep it in these skinny jeans.
You want a
slice? This butt's for you.
Do you like some... Would you like some butt?
Who gonna carve up this butt?
Who's gonna carve up this butt? For once.
Take a chance.
And I'm pretty sure the Asian guy in the Black Eyed Peas is named Loser Mall.
Is it Loser Mall? It's Will I Am, Loser Mall,
Fergie.
Justin Timberlake.
Fergie Ferg.
And Fergie.
Hey, did you guys know that Fergie is short for Ferguson?
You're saying this caller is asking about Clarissa Explains It All. Where can they find back episodes that prominently feature
Ferguson from Clarissa Explains It All got a sex change operation downtown. And now he's...
You mean not in his uptown? Not his uptown. He already had...
The location was uptown, but...
Okay.
Take a chance.
You're like a young Craig Fergie.
Yeah, Craig... Fergie Ferg. Did you know Ferguson grew up, or got his sex change operation undid, changed his first name to Craig, and hosted a late night talk show?
He's actually he's a lycanthrope, is that right? He's a lycomorph, where in the daytime he's
anamorph.
An anamorph. He can change
into an anamorph. In the daytime he is Craig Ferguson, comedy talk show host. Nighttime, Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
It seems like poor timing. If I
in between. Between 3 and 4 in the morning, he's a tiger.
I would want to be the late night talk show host at night, I think.
He records them in the daytime, though. Don't you know how TV works?
Take a chance.
How do I leverage my new car into getting girls?
Well, simple answer. Drive your car into the building.
Hey, ladies.
Billy Joel gets more tang than anybody on the planet.
Yeah, sorry about your fracture, but check these out.
Look at these rims that are on top of your leg.
Can you see them? Yes.
Yeah, it's got a Hemi.
It's crushing my ocular cavity. I've got a pretty good look at it.
So kill girls with it. That's one.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about maybe an airbrushed T-shirt?
Oh, an airbrushed T-shirt. I have a car.
My car.
I have a car. It's pretty sweet.
M-A-apostrophe car. And it's a picture of
you. And then just an ironed-on picture of your car.
It's a picture of you sitting on the hood of your car, making out with a girl, only the girl doesn't have a face. It just says your face here on it.
Yeah. And make sure it's not a mannequin, because girls have a pretty good sense of that.
Yeah.
They can see the pores.
Take a chance.
Treetops asks, is there an easier way to lose weight than this? In the description, of this question, Treetops has pasted a link to the music video for Rock Lobster.
Is there an easier way of losing weight than doing Rock Lobster?
No.
No.
The answer is clearly no, but I mean, the Atkins diet, maybe, but that's a temporary. That ketosis only lasts for so long. Rock Lobster, that's a deep burn.
Deep burn. You will be reddened after that. Your muscles.
And it breaks down all the fatty acids, the fatty layers, and they just fall off your body.
Take a chance.
That's... See, I went a step further.
Okay.
And I had a condom surgically attached to my penis.
Yeah. Oh, God. God. I just
sometimes
yucked.
I just try to make Griffin sad.
I yucked in my coffee cup. How does that... So you can use it once?
No, that's the problem. He just keeps using it. If it accidentally gets punctured, it's considered a biological weapon. What is in there? What did you do? God. You killed 30 people. Why are you standing with your pants around your ankle and a gas mask on? What are you doing?
I'm the new outbreak monkey.
I'm patient zero. Like, my wiener is patient zero.
Are you wearing a fanny pack underneath your pants? Oh, I wish.
Oh, Jesus. I wish I'd put the forethought into this surgically attached condom.
That's why it was an outpatient surgery.
Now, here's my question, Travis. Did Blue Cross Blue Shield cover that?
Part of it?
Yeah.
It was... it took a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I had to convince him it wasn't elective.
He got jealous of NuvaRings. he wanted a similar, a masculine alternative.
Yeah.
Just everyone should carry them. They give them to like middle schoolers. Just everyone provide them.
I'm confused. Doesn't everyone just have a box of 6 condoms that they had so long that they don't remember where they came from?
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody just have that?
I keep mine in an Altoids tin that has the words Jimmy Hats, like, crudely scrawled upon it in Sharpie.
Chicken chance.
Ashley P. asks, is this true? My mom said that after you have sex, you won't grow taller anymore. Example, get taller.
That's completely true.
That is so completely true.
You're spitting out all your bone juice.
It does something to your bones, right?
Yeah, that's what makes your bones, is your bone juice.
They call it boning down, because it literally compresses your bones when you do it.
Yeah, that is correct.
And once you break the seal, you're donezo.
Mm-hmm. You actually start shrinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just constantly keep leaking all the time.
Old people are really small? They only get like that because they're total sluts.
Rue McClanahan was 3 feet tall at her death. That's why she didn't do any more TV appearances. That's a fact. You ever see that episode where Blanche was like, I can fit through a mouse hole? It's become despicable.
It's too soon to joke about that.
Is it?
It's never too soon.
It's a little too soon.
Too soon for her to hop back in bed with the guy after guy after guy after guy until she was 2 feet tall? Didn't I go to bed with Rue McClanahan? She's gone. She's not gone. She's at the foot of the bed.
She's Ashley P.
Again. She's boning down that Indian from Indian in the Cupboard.
What the fuck, man?
That's where he went. Travis, with those classic literature references. He's your guy.
Take a chance.
I'm a guy, and I'm thinking of shaving my legs. If so, how far up the leg should I shave? What are your thoughts on men shaving legs from Formspring? Bitch, what do you think our thoughts are? I'll tell you how far up you should shave. Not up.
To the ankle.
Shave your
just
foot.
The top of your foot and your knuckles.
Shave your foot, Bilbo. Other than that, I'm not interested.
The answer is either not at all or all the way.
Yeah. I don't want any of this half-ass shit. I want you to shave it.
Inner thigh, outer calf.
And just a lightning bolt that goes
leg, like a hairy checkerboard. That's what I want.
Carve your basketball jersey number into your inner thigh hair.
Better yet, carve mine and we'll be going steady.
You shouldn't shave your leg.
Don't shave
unless
your
you're a swimmer. If you're a swimmer,
professional swimmer or runner.
I bet that Michael Phelps shaves his legs and he could beat the shit out of me.
He's just all arms and sinew, isn't he?
Yes, ooh. He's like some kind of pterodactyl.
Like a pterodactyl.
He's like an antelope.
He's like half antelope. What's up with
half
that?
Antelope, sweet? Half pterodactyl.
Take a chance.
Now, if your dream is being homeless, that's bad.
That's the
bad
thing. No one's dream is ever like the manager of a local bank, which would be a fungibly secure, you know, vocation. And most people are, you know, I want to be Tom Cruise's best friend.
I want to open a failing bar. That's my dream. A real middle-of-the-road kind of establishment.
I think that pursuing your dreams is always a good idea, because you only go around on this big blue ball once.
And this big, stupid orb. Listen. Big,
dumb
shoot
globe.
Shoot for the stars.
This big, hollow bitch.
Shoot for the stars, and even if you miss, you'll run into the moon.
What's up, moon? I failed. What's up, you hollow bitch?
Take a chance.
Here's a Yahoo Answers question that was sent in by Eric Neer. Thank you, Eric Neer. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ben Edwards, who asks, I think, so he's not positive, but he thinks that he is in love with a goose. What should he do? You know what it is? It's that fucking neck, man.
Oh my god, what couldn't it swallow, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not even talking about the length. I'm talking about the elegant curvature.
Oh my god.
That's exactly
what I have, is an elegant curvature, it would work out really well.
It's like a mysterious, sexy question mark.
Hey, I'll tell you what you need to do. Can you reread the question, Griffin?
Sure. I think...
Okay, here's our operative word here. Here's what you need to do. You need to shore this shit up and figure out if you're in love with a goose.
Take a long look in that deep, dark, truthful mirror and think about whether or not you want to stick that goose's beak in your butthole.
Do you want to fuck a goose or not? This is not something you're equivocal on. It's something you know. Do you want to fuck the goose? Yes or no?
I'm on the fence on my position on goose fucking.
Okay, no, wait. Now, we don't know he wants to fuck it. He may just want to be in love with the goose.
Okay,
there's lots of different love.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different love. That's so true, Travis. Such a good point.
Maybe he wants to adopt the goose.
The thing is, he dreams about it all the time. He dreams about it all the time. So what is he dreaming about it? Like he's going antique shopping at flea markets with his love goose?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is fine. Give him a little suit.
I mean, it's not fine. It's not fine, Justin. It's not fine. He's talking about a goose.
And by the way, side note, the guy who wrote in asking for names for his band, Love Goose, is an awesome name.
you could put a little Jordy LaForge visor on it and say it's your goose son for the future.
Well, that one didn't work quite so well.
It works for me.
He comes from a weird Island of Dr. Moreau-esque future where man-animal hybrids are the same. He has the brain of a man or a woman, if you don't want to be gay. Gay goose lover is the worst. I want a hetero goose lover. He's only into ladies.
Hey, I'm no weirdo. Hey, I'm going to fuck a lady goose.
I'm not an aberration to God.
What kind of deviant shit do you think I'm into? I only fuck female gooses.
Geeses.
I like to kick back with a cold brew and fuck a goose.
Just chill out, watch a game, eat some corn chips, and fuck my goose.
It's been a long, hard day at work. Time for some good old-fashioned goose fucking.
I say, Goose, get back in the kitchen and finish making dinner. And the goose is like, I'm a goose. I can't even get to the counter. The only recipe I know is seeds.
Goose, where's all my bread? Ate it again. Get over here. I'm going to fuck you.
Goose, I told you not to eat that bowl of sun chips we left out. That's for guests.
Goose, quit walking in a line with other geese. Get over here. I'm trying to
get over here. You're mine. I lost you. I forgot which one you were. I'm in love with one of you. I'm going to have to fuck all of you to figure out which one.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm just sick of the neighborhood kids spray painting goose fucker on my porch.
Well, I wouldn't mind if they would stop writing gay goose fucker. Don't they get it?
Let's be clear.
Listen, I'm at church every day with my goose wife in a dress next to me while the reverend preaches. About, I can't listen that close because all I can think about is how bad I want to get down on this goose.
It's no, Adam and Geese, like not that. Adam and Steve.
Okay, that's it.
Chicken chance.
Ah, still so good. A lot of gut busters and a lot of nut busters.
These have aged well.
Nut busters.
Lots of penis talk. Had to actually make sure to spread out the episodes, the single bits where we talked about penises. Otherwise, we would have had them back to back to back.
Yeah, rock block cock talk.
Normally, if you're spreading out penises, you need to go to extremerestraints.com, but I did it with the magic of editing. Also want to remind you to go to Hulu Plus, where you can binge thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere. HuluPlus.com/mybrother. That's HuluPlus.com/mybrother.
We gonna close this shit out?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to get out of here.
Thank you all very, very, very much for sticking with us. Next week we'll be back with a regular episode. Travis will be back in town. He'll have many stories of haggis and shit. So look forward to that, please.
And we'll look forward to this. And now, Griffin from the past, take it away with one more Yahoo answer.
This question was sent in by Jacob Locker. It's a Yahoo Answers user, Billy Reynolds, who asks, why do Chinese people eat food? I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
You will never know me.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
Hey, I'm Jordan Morris.
We're actual friends.
And actual professional broadcasters.
We host Jordan Jesse Go, a show about, you know, friendship, being a person.
Yeah, we run the full spectrum, from feelings to some of the most vulgar jokes you can imagine.
And honestly, putting it that way makes it seem like it's half and a half. At best, 25-75.
It's definitely mostly vulgarity. But it's a pleasant, friendly vulgarity from two guys who went to a reasonably prestigious UC college.
Why don't you try the show out now? Grab one with one of your favorite comedians like a Rob Corddry or Rob Delaney or whatever.
Or somebody awesome that maybe you haven't heard of yet.
Yeah, go to MaximumFun.org or your favorite podcasting app and download an episode of Jordan Jesse Go now.